7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Good morning. Hope your day is getting off to a good start.
Thank you, it is.
Yeah, we're here to help you. Jennifer's been helping me through my morning all morning long. So, and then we have Chef Louie here to help us through the weekend, get a little something on the dinner plate that that's appetizing and looks good. So we'll be talking to him. Doug is off in Tiffin, Ohio, running around there. Jennifer scolded him earlier because she didn't like something he said, so she sent him off on his way, and he decided he was going to go run around Tiffin, Ohio at WTTF and Heidelberg College. He'll be back a little bit later. And Louie is here to help us understand some things about food. We've been talking this morning a little bit earlier, Louie, about the story, and I know that you're aware of it, where mommy packed a lunch for her son. She packed a turkey sandwich, a turkey and cheese sandwich, a banana, a yogurt, and an apple juice. Did I get that correct, Jen?
It was a banana, potato chips, a turkey and cheese sandwich, and apple juice.
Okay. Kid takes the lunch to school, and apparently the food police at the school deem this lunch inappropriate.
Not nutritionally balanced.
And not nutritionally balanced, right. Mm-hmm. It didn't have all of the food groups or something. So they take it away from him and give him chicken nuggets. And give them
a $1.25. Chicken nuggets that we don't know about, so the chemical food group.
That's in the pyramid, right?
That's my question for you. So, you know, I didn't know that there were now food police in the kids' cafeterias, I guess, in certain districts. You know, and hey, if everybody's trying to make kids eat healthier, I'm all for that. But for you to decide that the turkey sandwich is not as good as your chicken nuggets, I can't go there. So, Louie, my big question was, what's the difference between the chicken sandwich and the chicken nuggets, or the turkey sandwich and the chicken nuggets?
Well, you know, first of all, the chicken nuggets, they take a chicken, they take all the good parts off first that are sellable, like the breast meat, the wings, the legs, the thighs. What's left is they put through a process called extrusion, which is like a big sieve with very tiny holes and a big plunger with thousands of pounds of pressure behind it.
Oh!
Now, I'm telling you, what comes out is a mush. And it's everything.
I've seen it. It's like soft serve, right?
Exactly. And it's there's feathers, anything that's left in the chicken goes through that. They don't waste a single ounce of it. They take that, they add about 30 chemicals to it, and some breading, and they make them into little balls and deep fry them, and that's a McNugget. Now, what gets me is, you know, I have to be honest with you, I was never one that followed politics a lot. I'm one of the ones that I'll read something in the paper, hear it on the news, I'm aggravated for about 10 minutes, and then it's on to the next case. You know, then it's okay, let's go ride bikes. You know, the closest I came to anything was back in 71 when I got my draft notice. That's as close to foreign policy as I've ever gotten. But now when you start fooling with my food, okay, now I'm upset. You know, it's just like in New York. You know, now they dictate if you can use salt and what kind of oil you can fry it in restaurants. You know, since when do you go to a plumber to have an appendectomy?
Right.
You know, the same thing is, since when does a guy that's never had a job, basically, and all of a sudden he's a legislator in the state, now he's going to tell me how to cook?
So.
And it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You know, they should be concentrating on what they are serving. And not
right.
What you are serving. Mm-hmm. They should be concentrating on what they are charging $1.25 for, and not what you are giving your child to take to school for lunch.
And don't you think I agree that the government should be involved with arming people, or maybe the health organizations need to be involved with telling people what they need to do, but just for educational purposes. But when you actually get involved and start telling me that you can have this item on your plate and that item on your plate.
Right.
It just gets to be too
much. Look at what they're doing. There's a deeper thing going on. It's just like in Chicago, where that one county outside of Chicago where parents are not allowed to send lunches to school.
Right. Yeah. I remember that.
Right. And the other end of the story here in North Carolina is they get charged for having to give them a lunch. And that charge is actually a fine when you look at it. And what the government is doing is stacking the deck. Because look who has the rights to this food that they're buying to give your children. All right, you're looking at the Chicken McNuggets. Most of the food came out of Purdue Chickens, which is in bed with the government.
Right.
The 2% highly pasteurized milk container they gave them and it says right on it, that particular brand has GMO-raised cows that gave the milk. That's a Monsanto byproduct, along with the cornmeal. Everything was stacked against this couple that sent their kids to school, because what they gave them was real food. What they gave their child was real food, and it didn't go along with what the government deems or their best friends have
so
to offer.
Let's
and
do
I
the Black Chopper.
The whole problem is.
Let's do the Black Chopper story here then. So what you're alluding to is that Monsanto, through their former employees who now work at the Agriculture Department,
including the head of it, Monsanto Mike,
or the USDA,
correct,
are now trying to get schools around the country to serve more of their genetically modified food. So not only is Monsanto
absolutely
and Tyson's trying to control the farming, now they're trying to get that food into the schools so that they can mass produce and sell it to other government entities. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And we all know that.
Wow.
I know there was a great philosopher that once said, what children learn in school today is what they'll be preaching in government tomorrow. And this is how you
wow
raise children into your government voting process.
See, now, if this were Doug saying this, I would probably say you're a little bit crazy, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
But coming from you, I'm sitting back and thinking about it. I totally see this. Why else would somebody from the school come up and say, your food is not healthy enough for you, here you need to eat this?
Right.
Yeah, there's no reason for it. You know, how about the signs? We had the USDA put out a bunch of signs here in the state of Florida. The little girl smiling with a glass of milk, and it reads very starkly, by age 6, all she should ever drink is 2% pasteurized milk. And the farmers around here, I get a lot of dairy farmers in my area, and they went and got billboard space, like, right after that sign. So if you're heading west on Highway 70, for example, the next sign says, no, she shouldn't.
I love
and
it.
And it's just an amazing thing what they're doing. And you know, when you have the clout and the money behind you, such as our government does, has our money and their clout combined, you know, they can perform any type of brain surgery on the American public as they see fit. And that's
right,
exactly
so
what they're doing.
Let's talk about, when we come back, I want to talk about some healthy options that you can put in your kids. We did this a little earlier. Healthy options that you can put in your kids' lunch.
Right.
Because it's maddening to try and find healthy things to put in your kid's bag that he can take to school that 4 hours later will still be okay and that they like. It's very frustrating, and you know they find one or two things they like, and it's hard to broaden it out a little bit. So we'll talk about that when we get back, and Louis will also give you an exotic option for something to make for dinner this weekend. On Good Day, it's 15 past the hour.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick?
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary, no. Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For legal residents of U.S., UK, Canada, please contact you. And see 2912 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
19 past the hour on Good Day, talking about the lunch police at your kids' cafeteria. And Louie and I were talking about some healthy options, but one of the things he just was mentioning to me is some of the things you should not put in your kids' lunch, and such as, Louie.
Well, one of the things that they're pushing, that the government's pushing, is are different cold cuts for lunch. And the problem with cold cuts is they're full of nitrates, full of chemicals.
See,
I mean, these are the worst things. This is all cancer causing.
So the turkey sandwich that the mother gave her kid was not good either.
It's not great, huh?
So you're better off with the peanut butter, then, you're saying?
So is it better to just roast a turkey and then just use a turkey breast and use that kind of meat instead of processed?
Well, you know, it's not only better for you, Jennifer, I'm glad you brought that up, but it's probably 25% of the price. You know, if you go out and buy a turkey, a whole turkey, you know, you're going to spend $1.25 a pound for it. You cut the breast off, and you can cook it and buy yourself a $39 slicing machine and make the best cold cut in the world for $1.25 a pound as opposed to $5.99 for buying the fake jelly turkey in the deli case.
That's still maddening. All right, give us our exotic recipe idea for the weekend. What do you got for us?
Okay. Don't be afraid of the word souffle. We're always afraid. We think it's some kind of a magical food.
It's
all it is. The word souffle means to puff up in French. And all it is eggs needing a leavening agent. So you take a mixer and you take six egg whites, a little bit of cream of tartar, and make yourself some meringue real quick. It's nice. It's easy to do. You can do it with a whisk. You can do it with a stand mixer. So you get nice, thick, puffy clouds of egg white. Now you take the other six egg yolks, and you're going to whisk them until they come thick. And now you're going to add, that's your base. Now you're going to add some flavors to it. And you can either make it a savory meat and vegetable souffle, or you could turn around and make it a dessert souffle, like with a little bit of strawberry puree with some chocolate. Mix it into that, to the egg. You fold it into the egg white, put it in a little ramekin, cook it at 375 for 40 minutes, and it puffs up beautifully. And it's just amazing. A crust on the outside and a custard on the inside.
Yeah, if anybody ever told me that at any point in my career on the radio that somebody would be telling me not to be afraid of the souffle, I would have probably laughed at them and walked
And you're
around.
Believing him,
but
which is cool.
Yeah, and I bought it. I bought it. So don't be afraid of the souffle. Stand up to that souffle.
That's right.
Go check him out. Louis on GoodDayShow.com, DougStefan.com. It's 21 past the hour on the show.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, Order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer and Rich with you. Doug is off and running around Tiffin, Ohio. We'll be back a little bit later. Until then, we're going to celebrate some birthdays today. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Lucky to have it on a Friday. My birthday always seems to end up on a Tuesday.
Really?
Every year it's on a Tuesday. My birthday is on a Tuesday, I swear to you.
Can't happen.
It is, I swear. Tuesday. I don't know why. So here it is. It's Bobby Lewis is one of the lucky ones to have his 79th birthday on a Friday. So I'm sure he's out whooping it up, tossing and turning. From one of my favorite television shows of all time, this is Man Stuff, Jennifer. You wouldn't understand.
Oh no, I would understand this show. I love Home Improvement.
Oh yeah. Because what's her name? The wife was always smarter than Tim Allen.
Oh yeah, she always
Home
beat
Improvement.
Him. I liked Al. I was kind of an Al supporter.
Well, glad you like Al because today is his 56th birthday.
Cool.
Richard Karn, who played Al on Home Improvement, is celebrating his 56th birthday. He'll be out whooping it up. I think they're still good friends. I see them.
I think they are too.
Hanging out, doing some stuff, and he was. To play the straight guy next to Tim Allen had to be hard.
Oh, and they would crack each other up all the time.
Perfect.
Just,
I love the outtakes.
They were a good duo.
Yeah.
They should do radio, actually. They'd be funny.
Tim Allen makes way too much money on those Santa Claus movies.
To do radio?
To do anything. He doesn't need to do any of that.
He's got a show on, Last Man Standing.
Oh, yeah,
show.
That's right, yeah.
Love his song.
I guess he turns 40 today. Who's singing this song?
Who?
Billy Joe Armstrong. It's hard to think that any member of Green Day would ever...
I know, could be 40.
Would ever be 30, much
I
less
know.
40. But here these idiots are. Who actually had a great career. I mean, when these guys first came out, their whole shtick was being like these all punk
guys.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hard, heavy rockers and morons. And even, you know, American Idiots is one of their names of the albums.
And now they're writing songs for Broadway.
And they're big time. They've proven themselves, and they've had a great career. When I'm at Jazz Fest the first weekend in May, I will be sitting back there in the field with the Under the Sunshine watching these guys. This be the Foo Fighters. Taylor Hawkins back there on the drums turns 40 also today.
Wow.
Why did I think that they would be older? No.
It's not. No, they came out. They were popular about the same time, I think.
Yeah, but these are members of Nirvana. Yeah, they got to be. This guy's just one of the younger members. Okay. All right.
I'm not supposed to love you anymore.
Name that tune, Jen.
No clue.
Brian White.
Brian White. He hasn't had a hit in a while, but he did for, he had a good album. How old is he going to be? 40?
38.
Oh, I think he's going to be about 40, yeah.
38 today. 38.
He did a duet with Leanne Rimes. There's a little known trivia for you.
When I used to watch the Nick Tuck show, Kimber was about the hottest thing on that. She was unbelievable, but then she turned into this weird thing. So she's turning 36 today. Nick Tuck, a great show. Hey, you know what else is a great show and a great actor on that show? Parenthood and Jason Ritter.
Yeah,
so
he was on.
Years old today.
He's a good actor, and he was on that show on NBC last year.
Yep.
So good on that, too.
Yep. John Ritter's son.
The Event. That's
The Event. There you go. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Third Rock from the Sun. He played Tommy. And then guess who is going to have a big old party tonight? Paris Hilton turns.
Paris Hilton. Who knew we'd play her song today?
Are you invited to the party?
Probably not.
28 past on good day.
Daffy Duck as you remember him and as you've never seen him before. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Greetings. My name is Daffy. There's no other duck like me.
Of course, that's the voice of the great Mel Blanc. The song is called Daffy's Rhapsody and was a hit record for Capitol back in 1953. Now, nearly 60 years later, Warner Brothers is using that same classic recording as a soundtrack for an all-new Daffy Duck cartoon short. You can see it in theaters as the opening bonus short with the adventure film Journey to Mysterious Island, starring Dwayne Johnson and Michael Caine. In the new cartoon, Daffy is, of course, being hunted down by Elmer Fudd, and during the wild chase, Daffy sings that song, bitterly complaining about being perpetually shot at. With new orchestration and digitally restored sound, as Daffy, Blank has never sounded better.
Hunters to the right of me, hunters to the left I see, over hill and over dale, there's no rest and there's no peace, you won't be free, ever sleep, morning, noon, and through the night, that's why I look like your brother.
Naturally, this is 2012, and instead of the old-fashioned hand-drawn method, Daffy and Elmer are rendered in 3D computer animation. I was kind of worried about that. I couldn't recall ever really being satisfied by the look of my old 2D favorites in 3D. And that's perhaps the most pleasant surprise of Daffy's Rhapsody. Director Matthew O'Callaghan has a pitch-perfect take on these old characters. The gestures, expressions, and quirky little mannerisms are worthy of the best of Warner's animation giants like Chuck Jones and Tex Avery. I know you may not really want to see Dwayne Johnson battle giant lizards on Mysterious Island, but you just might want to buy a ticket anyway. This new breakthrough in classic computer animation, paired with the genius of Mel Blanc, makes Daffy's Rhapsody the best visit we've had to Toontown in a very long time. I'm Bill Newcott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
December. Roberta Fasanelli loves what she's doing. Otherwise, she'd be doing something else. Rachel McFadden loves what he's doing. Otherwise, he'd be doing something else. Doug Steffen loves what he's doing. Otherwise, he'd be doing something else. And obviously, Jennifer doesn't love what she's doing because she is doing something else.
That's right. So, or maybe she loves that something else that she's doing.
That could be it, Richie. But the way we achieve success is to love, not like. You got to love. I'm talking about success that we normally would apply to business, but I think you can apply this to anything that you do, what your hobby is. If you're shopping, do you love to shop? You'll do a good job. You don't like to shop? You'll do a horrible job. I know I don't like to shop, so I don't. I know I do a terrible job. And I think this the application of this and how you approach jobs in your life, whether it's what you do for a living, and let's face it, raising a family is a job. And if you don't like it, you're not going to do a good job at it.
Yeah.
Right? Working with spouses, it's a job to have a relationship.
Yep.
It really is. So you got to. It has to present you with a degree of pleasure. If you derive pleasure more than pain from your relationship, then it's a good one to stay in. If you don't, then it isn't a good one. I see that Sam Shepard and Jessica Lange have separated. They've been together, unmarried, though, for 35, 40 years. They're both in their 60s, and they're just tired of each other. And that happens, too, a lot. So we're going our separate ways. It's more work to stay there than it is. And people say, well, it may be worth it if you really... That's the measure. If it's worth it, then it isn't more work than not. It is required of all of us is work. For anything that's worthwhile. I just think that that's a premise that people have to wrap themselves around. So if you failed in something, for example, you failed in love, what does that mean? It means that you don't like it more than you do like it. And that's not something that people are too tough on themselves sometimes. You know, we're not as human beings made to be mated with one person our entire life. Whether you think that that's true or it isn't true, there is nothing in mammalia, with the exception of the penguins that I know of, and there's one other species that mate for life.
Well, swans, right? Swans
do.
Life.
Do
yeah.
Lions?
Yeah,
and
there's several species that do.
Okay, but for the most part, it is not. It's a labor, and it's not always a labor of love. And so I think you just to look at all of these things. If you find things that you love, the correct compensation will come. And the only way to find something you love is to find something that's more pleasure than pain. I think that's it. Bottom line, more pleasure than pain. So what does that say about some of the smaller chores, the bigger things? One of the big tests this time of year is to keep your cheer. Is it more work? I go back to what I asked you a few minutes ago. To go shopping, is it drudgery? Is it horror? And with me, the answer is yes. So that's why I don't do it. Because whatever I did wouldn't be of any value anyway. And so you got to look at things that way. You don't have to, but it seems to me to make good common sense to look at these sorts of things that way. And, Richie may agree or disagree. Roberta may agree or disagree. That's what makes for a good horse race. And it's all about what your own experience is. I don't want to fight with people and never have. And many of you don't want to either, because oftentimes the fights are about nothing. They go no place, and all they do is underscore the differences that you have. You got to, but do you just run away and hide and you don't get involved in relationships, if that's what we're talking about? I don't think that's like being dead. Why would you not want to try to pursue? There's no magic time. Richie waited until he was later to get married, got a good wife, a nice family, and things are, quote-unquote, normal there. Roberta's had her ups and downs. I've had my ups and downs. Roberta stuck with it a lot longer than I did. I am not interested, frankly, in going through that stuff. People say, well, you don't find the right people, or you don't attract the right people, or you don't, you're too fussy, or whatever it is. But you know what? There's no skin off anybody's nose except mine for that. If I haven't the ability, or for whatever the reason I'm too fussy, whatever it is, that's my stuff. And it really annoys me when somebody tries to be judgmental about how I am. And sometimes Richie's like that. He doesn't. It runs off my back now because I know where he's coming from. He's always trying to jack me up a little.
Nah, I would never do that.
Oh, of course not.
Not me.
No. It's just, that's the way it is. And so when you get brought into circumstances and you don't like to be with your spouse or your better half or whatever, or maybe you've been divorced and you somehow or other get thrown back into the circumstances of being with these people. I remember one of the most miserable Christmases I ever spent was when, I think it was the first or second year Tony remarried to this other guy who was the lawyer. And he was a complete a-hole. I always thought that. I didn't like the way he treated my children. And the kids got to, he sort of mellowed out after a while. But when I came, Tony invited me for Christmas. And so I was there with him. And it was miserable. The guy was a jerk to me. He was just trying to show me that he was the man because he's now married to my former wife and my children.
Oh, good Lord.
He was one of those guys.
There's nothing about that situation that says to me, good idea.
Yeah.
When your ex-wife invites you to her new husband's house, their house, for Christmas,
but she did
something
it with
inside of me internally
she wanted
had
to be with the kids.
I understand that. I totally understand that. Okay, but as nice as that would be, there's something in there that's just got to go off inside you internally. That just says danger, danger, warning.
The second time, yes, I didn't do it again after that.
Yeah,
at any rate, but that's just one of the many things that present themselves. There are a lot of other things. But you tell me, 51 million people are touring New York?
Yeah, during the year, 51 million people visit New York City. Right. Oh, my gosh, they walk so slow. Please, people, when you come to New York, please walk at the rate of New Yorkers. Nothing annoys us more than when you stop on the middle, in the middle of Fifth Avenue in front of Saks when we're trying to get to our appointments and you're stopping and gawking. Right. Don't do that. Go out in the street or something.
But that's why we go to New York, is to stop and gawk. Mm-hmm. But you should be respectful of the people walking on the sidewalk.
I mean, if you see people like walking around you with these like annoyed looks on their faces, you know you're doing something wrong.
Really?
But we love you. Come visit us, please.
Yeah. Spend your money.
Spend your money here. It was billions of dollars last year.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yes, Rich.
You know how I love to buy... whenever I go buy a computer, a television, or something like that, I look for the open box.
Beat them down, right.
I beat them down as much as just try to find the deal, and then then I beat them down.
Yeah, right.
But I always try to buy the one that some poor dumb guy bought, took it home, and his wife browbeat him and made him bring it back.
Yep.
And I was able to do this the other day for the kids, and I had one, and I went into the Guitar Center. I wanted to buy one of those electronic drum kits. And the guy didn't have any left. So I said, what about that one hanging up on the wall?
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I could sell you that one. Yeah. It'd be a demo model. I was like, has anybody used it? He goes, no, we took it out of the box, hung it on the wall. Mm. I was like, so it's basically the only difference is it's already put together. He goes, yeah. Saved $250.
Yep. There's a lot of things to be aware of.
Ask for the one on the shelf, man. It's totally worth it.
Be aware of how this stuff is sold. Just as a P.S., by the way, yesterday we were talking about Saab going bankrupt. They announced that they are no longer honoring any warranties. No more Saab warranty because they're bankrupt. So General Motors has said, stepped up to the plate because most of the, they belong to General Motors.
Right.
General Motors sold the car. So GM says, we'll stand behind the warranty. What a sad man. There are tons of these, by the way, new cars. I'd love to buy. I bet you could buy a new Saab for half
you
price.
Know,
I'd love to go buy a new Saab and, you know, you take your chances with
you
it.
That's exactly it. You got to be able to read the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
When I was in the car business, when I was in the car business for almost 15 years, and when I was in the car business, people used to call me up and say, I'm looking at a Jaguar. What do you think? And I would say, buy two.
Yeah.
One to drive when the other one is in the shop.
Yep.
Because
yep.
it's going to be all the time. And now
Jaguars are very reliable. But I would, I'm telling you, if there was a real special.
The company's in trouble. They're going out of business. You don't want to be attached to that, man.
Yeah, I do.
For this exact reason.
No, I do it. If I could buy it for
I know
half
you
price,
would.
Absolutely.
But you're not normal.
And by the way, you drive it till the wheels fall off because you'll never get any money to drive. If you try to resell it, forget it.
What are you going
to
do for parts?
I'm going to buy two, and the other one becomes a parts car. That's what I'm going to do.
Waste
otherwise,
money.
Otherwise, I'll have, you know, I'm talking like a guy who could buy a new car. But if I were buying a car, I would buy two new Saabs. I would. And for the price of one. You're going to be able to
and you'd still lose money.
Yeah. Well, I'll drive it until they stop.
Never buy a new car.
I have
you know
two,
better than that. Never buy a new car.
Well,
I'll
here
never
I
let
have,
you buy a new
here's
car.
Here's the guy who has, I have two 1969 Mercedes 300 station wagon diesels sitting in a lot. I'm trying to figure out, I just kind of ran out of money. I'm going to make one good one out of those two.
Is this the one you tried to pawn off on me a couple of years ago?
No, these two are really, I've got one that's got a good body and the other one's got a good engine and transmission. So I'm going to put them together.
Good old cars.
Yeah. Oh, great. They are great cars.
Yep.
Great, great cars.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me celebrating things like the ice cream that fell on the highway.
That's Fort like Wayne, your dream, isn't it?
They had to close the interstate because a truck flipped over that had 40,000 pounds of frozen ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
The ice cream spilled onto the highway, covering the line, all the lanes. It's a two-lane interstate, and they were covered with... just ice cream.
Doug would help you to clean up.
I would be happy to stand right there in line.
I'll volunteer.
Help that out. Here's the story. Southwest Airlines flight attendants put a terminally ill child at risk by ordering him out of a safety seat on a trip from Orlando to Manchester, New Hampshire. Nicholas Daniak has a rare disease called Batten disease. He cannot walk, he cannot talk, he cannot feed himself, he cannot hold his head up. He has to have a special brace. Southwest Airlines, in their genius, said, nope, can't wear the brace, can't have that special seat, has to go into a regular child seat. And therefore, his head, as the plane took off or landed, was subject to snapping off because he has no cord, he has no, what is the vertebrae in his neck?
Oh, dear.
None.
Awful.
So they took him in a wheelchair, specially prepared wheelchair, to Disney World last week, and bringing him back on Southwest. And by the way, he'd ridden on Southwest down there using the special seat. But on the way back, the flight attendant says, no, this is not acceptable. The FAA will fine us if they find out that we've let him ride and not in a regular seat. So, as you can imagine, when the news media got a hold of this, is one of the good things the news media... grinding on something like this is appropriate. This kid is just about gone, and they had the stupidity. Apparently, they just don't like anybody who's disabled. Period. What are you laughing at?
That's a pretty outlandish statement, well, but they make it look true.
Think about how they fall into this all the time.
Obviously, they don't really dislike disabled people.
Oh.
But when you have rules...
They dislike fat people.
When you dislike rules, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When you have rules like this, it makes it look like they do.
Yeah. Well, maybe the FAA doesn't like people like this.
You know, here's the problem. People don't think on their feet. You know, here's a situation I'm not aware of. How do I handle this? Yeah. Well, I know I'm not allowed to do that, so I must not be able allowed to do this. And there is no thinking around it myself. You can't come on a plane.
Yeah, that's all. Right, and they handle it so horribly.
It's the lack of the ability to be able to think.
It's
on
the
your
same
feet.
Stuff yeah. as with the gas company.
A common sense.
They don't give a damn. They don't. They don't. They get so big. And they, you know, you think that that's the case. Southwest, take note. American, Delta, Northwest, basically every U.S. airline has declared bankruptcy. And in part, it's because they don't listen to their customers and they don't read the tea leaves. So maybe you ought to be thinking about that a little bit, because that's part of what your problem is and part of why people shun you. The regular business people don't want to go on Southwest, because they are aware of these sorts of stories. It's 15 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
He is known as the underwear bomber, and he's been given a life sentence. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In a federal courtroom in Michigan, the sentence was rendered yesterday. Life in prison for Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who pled guilty to attempting to blow up a passenger jet flying to Detroit on Christmas of 2009. As we said at the top, he'll forever be known as the underwear bomber for how he planned to do it. Reaction to the sentence from U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid.
Our American justice system today has proven that we can defeat terrorists in open courtrooms in America.
McQuaid went on to say that civilian courts are good for cases like these.
The civilian court system is a valuable mechanism for obtaining intelligence, for convicting terrorists, and for doing it in a way that instills confidence around the world in our court system.
Anthony Chambers, the court-appointed defense attorney for Abdulmutallab, said his client did not agree with the sentence.
It was a foregone conclusion. It was mandatory life. There was no discretion. We believe there should have been some discretion, whether the judge chose to exercise it or not.
And so, there will likely be an appeal of a life sentence. Legal analyst Royal Oaks weighs in on how much of a chance this appeal has.
He's probably facing an uphill battle given the strength of the evidence that he tried to blow up a passenger jet. The idea of life in prison seems to be pretty safe on appeal.
During yesterday's sentencing hearing, some of the would-be bombing victims said they still suffer from stress because of the terrorism attempt. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, David Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smuggs.com today. The Eastern Mountains saw a warmer end to the week, but we are still skiing and riding on good, loose, granular snow, and we're already looking forward to maybe something happening big on Sunday. Killington riding up over 80 runs in Vermont. That's over 40 miles of skiing. At Smuggler's Notch, is three peaks with about 70 runs with some softer, loose, granular, and patch powder snow. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts riding into the nighttime. 19 trails open. Big Boulder into the Poconos with 15 runs, while Hunter in the Catskills of New York, 45 trails are open. Heading to the western mountains in Colorado, some fresh snow this week. Winter Park picked up a fresh 6 inches of new snow, 123 trails. While at Telluride, they cruised 116 runs. There's packed powder there. And at Wolf Creek, who's picked up nearly 3 feet of snow, they have 42 miles open. Get $5 off ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A good day on Wall Street. The market was up by triple digits. The Dow with a 123-point gain, closing at 12,904. S&P jumped 15 points. NASDAQ rose 44. Steps are being taken by officials in Newark, New Jersey, to prepare for a swarm of Whitney Houston fans coming to the city for her funeral tomorrow. While the funeral is by invitation only, the city expects fans to come from near and far. Newark's police director, Samuel DeMaio, says a pair of so-called staging areas will be available to the public
together. Let's talk about the things in your car, on your dashboard, that can serve to distract you while at the wheel.
In 1/2 mile, turn right.
Yes, you have your GPS, along with everything else the ever-complicated dashboard computer systems can provide.
In 1/4 mile, turn right.
All right, fine. The Transportation Department proposing voluntary guidelines aimed at encouraging automakers to limit the distraction risk for in-vehicle electronic devices.
In 100 yards, turn right.
All right, already. A department news release says the guidelines would cover communications, entertainment, information gathering, and navigation devices or functions that are not required to safely operate the vehicle.
You did not turn right. Recalculating.
I'll show you some recalculating. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says distracted driving is a dangerous and deadly habit on America's roadways. And finally, a passing of note, a baseball Hall of Fame catcher, remembered for his years as a Montreal Expo and especially for his years as a New York Met, winning a World Series with the Mets in 1986. We learned yesterday that Gary Carter has died at the age of just 57. He was diagnosed last May with brain tumors. While the world of Major League Baseball mourns the loss of a very special individual, there are those here on my native Long Island, New York, who remember Gary in another way. Back in 2009, Gary took over as the new manager of the minor league Long Island Ducks. And here's what he told me about returning to an area he knew so well.
You know what? It's just nice to be back in New York. I mean, I enjoyed my 5 years here as a player. And, you know, I've had a great following through the years. And it's been wonderful. It really has.
Gary Carter's nickname was The Kid, for a boyish personality that was contagious. Just listen to Gary. From 3 years ago, he couldn't wait for the season to start.
You know, these players are excited, and they'll know the way my personality is. It's kind of nice to be almost 55 years old and still be called a kid, and that's because of the love and the passion of the game, and it's not going to ever leave me.
And it never did. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Would prohibited. For legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada, and 2012 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.